employees.
It's not an expansion of the facility itself. It's improvements within the existing facility, and that facility was really designed, you know, it has a pit production mission and other production missions, but it was designed as a R&D facility with the intent of being able to change out, you know, equipment. So over the years, missions have, you know, started up in PF4 and gone away. So a lot of our activities are actually taking out that old contaminated equipment and putting in new equipment in that space.
Okay. The decontamination process is a time-consuming effort, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Any questions, folks? Jim, anything?
No, I'm perfectly with PF4.
Okay.
I'm fine. No question.
I'm good. Thank you. We'll move on to the next slide if you'd like.
Yeah, I'm fine too.
Oh, thank you, Carol.
The last slide, you had questions about the master schedule. So this is something our office is working on. We are developing an integrated program schedule for pit production activities. We've got several things in the portfolio that previously have been tracked with their own individual schedules. So we have a product realization team. These are the people from Los Alamos, Livermore, and Kansas City currently working on the production certification activities to get war reserve and eventually to 30 pits per year. They have their own integrated schedule, but it isn't integrated with, let's say, you know, other line item projects or equipment projects at the site or individual site schedules for, you know, waste or shipping activities. The other thing, you know, we recently went through an effort to identify some of the federal activities we need to be doing, whether they're in, you know, safety basis or security space or NEPA space, and we want to build those into the schedule as well, so that we have a tool from the program's perspective to look ahead, you know, think about what the challenges are going to be, look at what items are late and how we can address those issues. And we're basically at the point where we've and I apologize for the scheduling jargon, but we have a milestone level schedule, which means we've identified all the individual things we want to track. Now the next step is sequencing those and tying the logic together for those activities so that it becomes a truly integrated schedule. That milestone level schedule is undergoing review here internal to NNSA with the various organizations and field elements. I put at the bottom here, the general schedule is consistent with what's in the SSMP. This is the high level schedule for our pit production activities to get to war reserve and beyond. And I'm happy to answer questions on our schedule development.
Yes. This is Jim Little. All right, go ahead, Rick.
Oh, go ahead, Jim. I've dominated the chat. I'm happy to water.
This is you know, you're saying you're at a milestones level schedule. You're going to take it down in detail now and kind of reload it and load budget and develop a true integrated schedule. One of the things that I'm particularly sensitive to have spent a lot of time both on the commercial and government side of nuclear over the past 45 years is that we've seen large complex projects both in the DOE and commercial sector fail. And MOX being the most recent example on the commercial side, the Virgil Summer plant here up in South Carolina. What I'm curious about is there some kind of, in the program office, is there some kind of risk assessment that you're doing on your overall schedule to test your overall planning project schedule against events and developments as you go forward to see how robust, perhaps resilient, program needs to be? So is there some kind of small risk assessment? You know, we've done PRA technologies and those kind of things to see, hey, how robust is this? Because you're selling a program to the Congress to fund it and with really good intentions to good people, but people are, when they're selling a program, don't like to think bad thoughts about what might happen or this develop the way we're doing that. So is that in the plans to kind of see how robust we are, so we don't get, you know, at a dead end street here, and we're at a one way street and it's dead end. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So I
can talk to that at a couple levels. At the program level, we are developing a risk and opportunity management plan. And each of those individual activities that I just mentioned have their own ROMS, risk and opportunity management plan. So we have a ROMS for, you know, the PRT. Our construction projects develop their integrated schedules at C2 and do their risk analysis, and those are all captured. But my concern, and one of the reasons we're doing a program level risk and opportunity management plan, is they may not capture all the risks that I'm worried about, or it's not at the fidelity that I would want to see. And we worry about different things, right? So we are developing a risk and opportunity management plan. And I think it sounded like what you were talking about is running your schedule through some of the tools, look at disconnects and things like that. We're not at the level yet where we could do that.
Yeah.
As it matures, I would love to do that, but that's going to take, as you know, it takes time to build out.
But I mean, down in the overall, you know, program plan, as you move forward and moving beyond what I'll call the traditional, what I'll call risk register stuff, you know, what happens if we have a fire, you know, squeeze, pull, and aim kind of one element thing.